Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Imagine leaving home behind and traveling the world for a year with your four young kids. Dana and Greg White of Massachusetts are channeling their wealth into a global trek with a mission to expose their children to places where they might one day make a difference. And they're documenting their journey in blogs and videos.
And we would sing to them, and then they would reply by singing, and it would just, all the boundaries would break.
That's 11-year-old Reese talking about his experience with children in Africa. Joining us now are Dana White and two of her kids. Dana, where are you now?
We are outside of Da Nang, Vietnam, learning a little bit more about American history by being in country.
How do you learn about American history in Vietnam?
Well, as you know, Vietnam being a very important part of our history, it's an incredible opportunity to be here and actually see some of the places that you read about or watch in the movies. We're on our way down to Ho Chi Minh City next, previously Saigon. And I know we're going to be spending time there learning more about the Viet Cong and the effort between the Americans and the South Vietnamese Army.
How did your family come to this decision?
Greg and I decided after our third and fourth children were born that we wanted to do something that really solidified our family and strengthened the family fabric. And at the same time, offering our four children, who are very fortunate to live in the time and place where they do, to show them that life is really a privilege and not an entitlement.
Haven't there been any nightmare moments in this family journey?
Probably our biggest nightmare was my husband, Greg, was sliding down an ice field in Antarctica and unfortunately caught his leg in a hole and ended up really ripping up his knee. They had to medically evacuate him out of Antarctica, which is no easy feat. And sadly, we lost him from our six explorers for a month while he flew back to Boston, 8,500 miles, was fixed up by a great surgeon, and surprised us back on the docks in Tasmania, Australia, when our icebreaker arrived from our trip down around the bottom of the world.
Oh, it's good to hear he's back on the road with you all. So you took your kids out of school for a whole year, and I want to know what they're learning on the road. Can I talk to Alex? She's 14 years old.
Hi, this is Alex.
Hi, Alex. So tell me, what are you learning?
Well, one of the major things we've been learning is that water is the next global problem, and that most people around the world don't have clean water to wash themselves in and much less drink.
That's a pretty sophisticated and intense lesson to be learning at 14. I imagine if you were back in school, that might not be on your agenda. Do you know what your friends are learning now back in Massachusetts?
Well, they're learning a lot about American history and algebra.
I can see from your website that you do a lot of experiential learning, and recently you were a peasant in Vietnam. Can you tell me about that?
We spent the day on my birthday, actually, being Vietnamese peasants and learning the traditional ways how to farm and fish using nets. And it's actually a lot harder than it seems.
I understand Reese, your 11-year-old brother, is standing by. He's one of the twins. Can I talk to him for a minute?
Hello.
Hi, Reese. What's been your favorite part of this trip?
I really enjoyed Antarctica, going around the bottom of the world on an icebreaker and seeing all the legendary penguins and ice, and a lot more ice.
Thanks a lot, Reese. Let me talk to your mom again.
Okay.
It costs a lot of money to do what you're doing, fly all over the world with your family. And some people listening to this might be thinking, you could have spent that money in a more socially responsible way, maybe fund a nonprofit, build a school in Africa, and those things would have taught your kids some life lessons as well. What do you say to that argument?
We wanted them to see firsthand where our dollars and our effort can really make a difference. And hopefully our experiences will help ignite a passion in them for a cause, whether that's seeing kids in Africa and the importance of education, whether it's having wells built in Cambodia so that people have clean water, or whether it's a way to combat animal and environmental endangerment.
Well, I, for one, have travel envy, and I'm sure many of our listeners do. Dana, thank you so much for sharing this, and thank you to your family.
Thank you.